time for Samantha to lock the studio door and play whatever the heck she wants.
Now that's what I call all-American.
Rock around the region. A full hour of kick-ass music from bands rocking the Southeast.
Everything
that rocks. C97.5.
Region on Z97.5. That is brand new from Halo Scars called Secrets We Buried. The band getting ready to travel to West Virginia to take part in a big festival there called Variety Fest with a whole bunch of different bands. So if you feel like road tripping, you can do that, of course. Welcome to the program. I am Samantha Knight. Tonight on the show, I welcome a brand new guest, and they're going to be here for a while because we talked a lot. Jawfane joining me for the next several weeks. Part one of our conversation will come your way tonight. I've also got new stuff from Shallow Point. We've got an update on Shallow Side. And Lily Cat, who is out at Beach Haven Winery today. Kind of cool. Beach Haven Winery is doing Weekends on the Lawn, Music on the Lawn, every weekend through October, where you can go out and enjoy Friday, Saturday, Sundays, different artists, and enjoy free shows and delicious Beach Haven wine if you want to do that. She was out there today performing. Her new track is called Young Dumb. It's Rock Around the Region on Z97.5.
Around the region with Samantha Knight. Everything that rocks. Z97.5.
Set the
Rock Around the Region on Z97.5. The latest from Blackstone Cherry, When the Pain Comes. Find that on their album, Screaming at the Sky. Now, the band just wrapped up in Corpus Christi last night, the tour that they've been doing with ZZ Top and Lynyrd Skynyrd, two bands that were huge, huge influences for Blackstone Cherry, and I'm sure it was just an absolute trip to be on that tour. Now, they will be taking some time off. The next tour that I know about, and I know there'll be some dates coming up between then, or should say now and then, because this doesn't happen until September, they're heading out on the Two-Headed Beast tour with Clutch and Rival Sons. Not seeing anything close for us, unfortunately, so we'll just have to probably either travel or wait till they announce some dates that are closer to us. Another band that I would love to see announce some dates, because I want to see them live. I'm very, very curious. Of course, this is one of the sisters, CJ, that came from Gold Frankincense in Myrrh, was playing them on the show for quite a while, and they have split and gone their separate ways. Magdalene Rose has got her own thing going on. CJ's got a new band called Morning Eve, and they're basing themselves in Franklin, Tennessee. So let's check them out. This is The Noise. It's Rock Around the Region on Z97.5.
I'm sick of feeling.
With Samantha Knight, everything that rocks. Z97.5.
Play.
Lines in the Sky on Rock Around the Region. That is Thalassophobia, one of several tunes that will be available on their brand new album, Insight, which drops tomorrow. In fact, you can pre-order it now through the band's Facebook and website, and it ships out tomorrow. But, of course, you've already heard a few songs from that. You've heard Window, you've heard Taciturnity, and now, of course, we've got Thalassophobia, which is a new version of an older song. So keep an eye out for that. Also, check out their Facebook page for some upcoming shows as well. It is Rock Around the Region on Z97.5. I am Samantha Knight with some brand new faces in my studio. And all of the years that I've been doing this, the odds of me getting a band in here that hasn't had at least somebody from another band that's been in here before is really, really rare. So I have all brand new faces. I don't know anybody yet, but we're going to fix that right now. So welcome to Jaw Fane. Nice
Hello.
To have you guys here. We've got a whole crew
Good
here.
Good afternoon.
I had to write down the whole list. So I know it's radio and no one can see this, but to my left is Jesse. He does keyboards.
I do keyboards.
You do keyboards.
My name's Jesse.
Corey. Say hi, Corey.
Hi, Corey.
He does guitar.
I do.
Austin in the middle.
What's up?
He's Wait. A singer.
Yeah.
You're like, I feel like I'm embarrassing you right now.
No, I'm just
You're
a
just
bashful
like
human. Yeah, I'm
okay.
just like a bubbly dude.
You're a bubbly dude. All right. Which is weird for, you know, the type of band that this is. I expect you to be like, and I expect you to come in here and be like, yeah.
No, dude. I'm
Austin. Hey, butterflies, bees, life is beautiful.
Yeah, he's the sweetest human being ever.
And that, of course, swings us around to Chase on bass.
Hello.
How are you?
I do that.
Yes. And then Zach over here in the corner, because baby's got to be in the corner.
They always put baby in the corner.
Well, you're the drummer. You're used to being shoved back behind everybody, right?
Yeah, it is what it
so
is.
So it's no, I mean, I tried to move some monitors out of the way for you, so it wasn't quite so bad. But then I'm like, well, the drummer's always hiding behind everyone, so it just you should feel right at home.
Hey, I mean, it feels great.
Right.
It feels great to be here.
So we call Nashville home, right?
Yeah. Yeah. We're all from, us minus Austin, we're from Lebanon.
Okay.
Austin lives elsewhere.
Out west in Burns.
Out west?
In the boonies.
In the sticks?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You know where Burns is?
No, I've never even heard of Burns.
Dixon?
Dixon. Okay.
You know, yeah, it's like right outside of that.
Okay.
It's right by Montgomery Bell State Park, so.
Sure.
In the middle of the woods. We're chilling. It's cool. That's cool.
But yeah, for the most part, we are from Nashville. I mean, that's where we play, you know, most of our shows when we started. So like, that's our hometown.
So how long? Because I know that since the amount of time that you guys have been sending me songs, I guess you, Zach, because you're the one and I that you. Wow, that was good grammar. You and I are the ones that have been communicating for the last few months, sending
yes,
me songs
ma'am.
And whatever. And you sent me a song, and I'm like, okay, this is awesome, and I put it on the show. And then things kind of imploded a little bit, and so there's been a rebuilding, and we'll get into all of that. But for the most part, how long has Jaw Fane been a thing?
Well, that's actually the perfect question to ask me. So,
it's almost like I know what I'm doing.
So
I can't get words out grammatically correct, but sometimes I know what I'm doing.
So I will say that me, Corey, and Chase, we were in a band before called Crowd Pleaser, and when Crowd Pleaser ended, we waited a year, and I reached out to Corey.
Well, we had to get through 2020.
Yeah, we had to get through 2020, but like I reached out to Corey because I really wanted to play music with him still, and the kicker for it was I couldn't be the vocalist again, and Chase had to be in it as the bassist again, which I was totally fine with that.
Okay, so what was the theory behind that then? So first off, did Crowd Pleaser break up before COVID or during COVID? Or
right
Crowd Pleaser broke
COVID.
Up.
Yeah, right.
Crowd Pleaser broke up in 2019.
Okay.
It was the day after we played our final show. It was
in November
the
that year.
Yeah. And so we were on like no talking terms for a little bit just because of
so
what
you had
happened.
To step away.
Yeah, and but I had always wanted to be in a band with Corey. Like even whenever we were in Crowd Pleaser, it was like
I
a dream come true for me.
I know that's
to me
like
it's
a warm moment right there.
To me, it's like a dream team thing. Like
okay.
Corey writes the type of music that I want to play, and he makes me a better musician because now I'm playing the music that I've been wanting to play for a long time anyway.
Okay.
So whenever we started working on Jaw Fane and we had Chase in the room, it just there was a whole different vibe that we were wanting to go for. And
was it a vibe that felt like a natural transition for you, or was it something like, okay, we've got these bodies, we've got these ideas, now we got to figure out who fits best where?
It's more of less like, hey, how can we do things different than before?
Okay.
Because we were heavier whenever we were Crowd Pleaser, and then when we started Jaw Fane, we wanted to do more of like a post-hardcore, like not even post-hardcore, but
metal met indie music.
Yeah
it's pretty
and like,
okay, you're gonna have to repeat that because I can't hear you clear over there.
If metal met indie music.
Okay.
Like indie pop.
Okay.
But basically, we wanted to write something different than what we'd had before. We didn't want to write something that was down the road. And, you know, we had the vocalist for that for a bit, but we started to get heavier tendencies. And naturally, it just kind of happened the way it did. It sucks the way some of the things that did happen the way it did. But, like, all in all, the music that we're writing, aside from, you know, the drama and stuff, the music that we're writing is the music that we've been wanting to write since Crowd Pleaser.
Right.
It took us a little bit to kind of find ourselves.
Sure.
And we just naturally went back to the heavy. And with having Austin a part of it, honestly, like, it's been such a great experience. The songs that we're writing now, like the EP that we'll talk about that we'll get into with you, like, everything that we've been writing has been just quality bars ahead of what we've been doing.
Yeah,
before.
And to kind of piggyback off Zach just a little bit is when we were doing it the other way, there was a lot of, like, I don't know, like, everybody had their own compartment inside the band. So, like, Chase had the bass, and, like, Paul had the vocals, and, like, so on. So, like, after when we changed what we changed is how I'll put that. Like, it became more of, like, a smear. Like, everything kind of runs together now.
Okay.
Like, almost 90%
everyone's
of it.
Everyone's contributing.
Yeah, at the same time, in the same ways, and doing things that maybe they didn't think they were allowed to do beforehand, or they would have been shunned for doing beforehand.
Yeah.
Okay.
So now it's more of, like, there's a much more happy moment inside of our groups, like, and that's not something we experienced for a long time beforehand. We just
harmony is a hard thing to find.
And even more than that, we didn't know it was supposed to be like that. To be honest, we didn't know it was supposed to be like that. To be honest, like, we just kind of thought that all bands kind of had a certain amount of friction all the time. And
well,
to be honest,
I would think you're right to an extent, because, and this is an analogy I've used for years on this. This is like a marriage.
Mm. Yeah. Oh yeah, for sure.
Yeah,
you're
gonna.
Yeah, no, literally, Chase was just saying that we're all his husbands.
Yeah,
so,
I mean, it is like a marriage, because everyone's gonna have. You know, you've got your certain thoughts. Not everyone's going to agree on everything, whether it's the music or politics or how you like your pizza. Everyone's going to have their own different opinion on stuff, and you've got to learn to communicate with each other. Otherwise, that wedge is just going to drive further and further and further and further in, and then you get divorced.
Right, exactly.
Mm-hmm. You know? So, Chase, you were starting to say something.
I was just saying that my girlfriend makes fun of me all the time at home, because Corey always calls me, Zach calls me, and there's the band chat always blows up. And every time that happens and I'm hanging out with my girlfriend, we're doing something, she's all like, oh, what, your husbands are trying to take you away from me now?
It's your work husbands.
My girlfriend does that to me too, and she's like, you gotta live your rock star right dreams.
She's obviously very supportive, because she came along for the ride, and she's back there going, yes, thumbs up. Mm-hmm. Oh, I know. She knows exactly what's being said right now.
I'm rising up.
Carry On. It is Jawfane on Rock Around the Region. The gentleman, my guest in studio right now. This has been fun. We're only a few minutes in learning all about work husbands.
No, it's been a really great process because, like, ever since Austin joined the band, it's been a better experience with the band. Like, we are able to get through conversations without having to deal with, like, really, really super sensitive emotions and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, we still butt heads every now and then, but I think more or less it's now just, how do we deal with this business on our own ends?
Right.
Like, how do we really process things, and how do we bring that to the
band
atmosphere?
You're learning how to do it in a healthy manner.
Of course, yeah. And for so long,
like,
it wasn't that way.
Screw you!
Yeah. For so long, because, like, I see bigger bands that are going through this too, like one of my favorite bands of all time, Under Oath, like, they almost broke up 5 times
right
in the past. So it's like, I get it.
I mean, what happened to Metallica?
Yeah.
His name is Bob Rock, but that's a whole other side of the conversation. But either way, like, you know, one of the biggest bands in the world, they almost imploded because everybody was like, no, I don't like this. Well, but I do. Well, I don't care. We're not, you know, you got to learn to have that communication and be willing to take criticism, which I would think as all individual minds, all individual artists, and we'll get to all of this too, that you probably all each have some different influences and different tastes, learning how to put it all together. Now, obviously, you're making it clear that with Crowd Pleaser, there was something missing there, whether it was the communication, the chemistry, the harmony. There was something missing with that.
Yeah.
And so it took. Did you just raise your hand? Yeah. We're not school, honey.
I know. But I felt like
so
I needed
polite.
To. I tried.
Your polite way of telling me to shut up and let me talk.
No, absolutely not. No. If that was actually, yeah, we're going to run with that. Yes, Samantha, that's exactly
fine.
Right.
Fine. Remember, we're talking about being honest. Here,
that's
so.
Right. On that honesty, you know, when Zach made the comment that, you know, he needed that, one of my stipulations was that he didn't do the vocals. The reason being is because Zach's just a better drummer.
Right. Like, it's hard to do. Yeah, that's a lot of math going into drumming. And then when you put, you know, because the math of the drumming is not following the melody of the song.
And I'm a very busy drummer.
Yes.
I'm a very, very busy drummer.
Yeah, he likes to play all the drums. And it's cool because that's what we want out of him is that energy.
Right.
And, like, I was like, there's no one that I actually know and can write music with for one reason or another who's got that. Like, not that Austin is replaceable. I love you so much.
Aww.
But, like, I would rather have Austin do the vocals and Zach do the drums. And if that's the math that we set from the beginning,
right.
It took 3 years to get there, but, like, we got there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll throw some more cliches out. It's like growing pains. It was, you know, you want to do this. You know that you want to be a musician. You know you want to make a go of this, but it's finding the right pieces that fit together. It's, you know, square peg, round hole. It doesn't always work that way.
Absolutely.
But think about how much you learned in those previous experiences to get you to where you are now.
Right.
So now, obviously, that answered my question about you not singing anymore. So, and you said Chase had to be on bass. Why?
Oh, well, that's me.
All right, hold on.
That's you too? You're just telling everybody what they're going to do?
Absolutely. Well, Chase was the bassist for Crowd Pleaser, and we wanted to keep that consistency with at least the core members. But
hold
up.
I got this. So, right before Crowd Pleaser started, Zach and Corey were, you know, conglomerating and figuring out, yo, we've written this one thing and we kind of, like, we want to do something with it. And then I see a Facebook post from Zach saying, hey, we need a rhythm guitar player, we need a bass player and a drummer. And then I was all like, yo, let me get on this, because me and this guy lived with each other for a little bit.
Right.
So I show up, he sends me time and date and where. I show up with this $75 Squire P bass and another $80 Fender chorus amp.
A little pocket amp.
Yeah. Right before I showed up, I also went to the guitar store, bought new strings, because I was all like, these strings have been on here for God knows how long.
Right.
So I get there, and before anyone ever says hi to me, the guy that was playing rhythm guitar at that moment points at me, and he goes, your name's not Chase anymore, it's Sauce. First thing said to me when I walked through the door.
Yeah.
And that was because our producer at the time, his name was also Chase.
Uh-huh.
And it just made it easier.
We can't have two.
Yeah. And apparently he held more rank than I did, given that that was my very first band.
Sure. And I mean, I appreciate your tenacity to get new strings and everything. You got to make that good first impression with your cheap bass and pocket amp.
So the kicker of this story.
You gotta do it right.
The kicker of the story is, so I get everything kind of set out, and I'm like, hey, before I play anything, and I'm talking to Corey, you cool if I change my strings real quick? And as I'm sitting there in the middle of his living room, half the strings are already undone, and he walks up to me, he's like, you're in the band.
Had you heard heard him play before? So you, at least you had no idea.
No, but I've got a little bit of like formal school background in music. So like I taught 2 year, I'm not 2 years, it's me 10 year olds and pairs of two to play guitar.
Okay.
So like with bass.
God bless your patience. Oh my God.
I got a lot of money from Cumberland University to go to school, and it was good on them. But okay. So I felt confident that as long as he cared about the instrument and he cared about being good at the instrument, I could teach him everything else.
Right. Like, that's interesting.
Not that bass is a simple instrument or rudimentary, but in the version of metalcore we were playing at the time, he didn't need to do a lot. If you want to do a lot, by all means, be artistic. But like, if all you can do is the three things we need you to do, then we're good because you care about your instrument. A lot of guys who show up with the bass at the new band tryout don't actually care about the instrument. They just want to be in the band.
Right.
Well, and this is kind
of... You might be the first guy I've ever heard of that's been added to a band without ever auditioning.
I love that story.
I mean, what would have happened if he would have changed his strings and all of a sudden he completely sucked?
Well, it's a different conversation. At least he sounded good badly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
look, dude, you can't play, but bravo for the strings. I get it.
I will say, I mean, like, I knew how to play some things. I knew, like, the bare bones basics.
Sure.
And I've tried guitar before, and I was, before
That's
all that.
That's way more complicated.
Before all that, I was a drummer, and I was trying to learn Tool songs. Still don't know.
So we just went ahead and dove into the deep end without a water wing.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, I was all like, well, obviously, I got older and it got harder to practice and play drums. So I was all like, well, let me switch over to this because this also is cool. Switched over to guitar. Realized this is hard. I don't like this. Switched over to bass and I was all like, kind of easier, but the strings hurt my fingers.
Yep.
But I like the groove and like the heavy tones that you get out of the bass.
Plus, it's much more, here's going to go my grammar again. It would be much more closer to drumming again, because that does make the rhythm section. Bass and drums make that rhythm section. Yeah. So and you're going to be a little bit more on par as far as what to play.
So before I got into Crowd Pleaser or any other musical endeavors, I was just a bedroom artist and not even.
That sounds like so dirty.
Yeah.
How many times?
Why do you think they call them sauce?
Zach speaking from personal experience.
So before I walk out of the room.
My name is Sauce and I'm a bedroom artist. I swear it's not porn or an OnlyFans.
Ask your mom about me.
Anyway.
It's Rock Around the Region with Samantha Knight. Everything that rocks. Z97.5.
modern primate that is biology. It's Rock Around the Region on Z97.5. Rumor has it there could be a show coming somewhere around the 11th of May. Still awaiting details from the gentleman on that. You can watch their Facebook page right along with me to find out when we get the chance to see them again. I know they played the P-Patch a couple of weeks ago, and it was a great turnout, so that's really outstanding right there. I am Samantha Knight, and my friends in Shallow Point decided to pay tribute to the 30th anniversary of the movie The Crow. The Crow is getting rebooted. There's a lot of mixed feelings about the whole thing, because as the director of the film said, you know what? Brandon Lee died making this film. It should be left alone. The soundtrack, however, was impeccable, including a song on there that was from Nine Inch Nails, even though it wasn't their song. Nine Inch Nails was covering a song from Joy Division. Listen to both of those versions, and then you listen to this one, and they did an outstanding, outstanding job making it a cover. Also, good news for them is they have landed on the radio in the UK. There is a rock radio, it's called rockradiouk.com, so it's an online radio show. But for them to hop all the way across the pond from little old Lenore City, Tennessee, I think is outstanding. So congratulations to Shallow Point. Let's check out the tune. It is Dead Souls.
around the region with Samantha Knight. Everything that rocks. Z97.5.
I don't remember much, and they say that's okay. I can still feel your touch in all the subtle ways. You made me feel safe, made me feel more like there was something that I was meant for. When 27 hit, how could I prepare? Life is avant-garde and there's no time to spare. But with the change of weather, my hands start to shake. Will I start to get better when my heart breaks? Sometimes I have to ask, what can I do? With hesitation, there's no answer from you. But one thought still remains.
That we believe, work for your memories, never be.
Loss Surrounds, that is new from Hollowake out of Nashville, Tennessee. Exciting news for them. They just posted on their Facebook page on Friday that they are going to get it to open up for Alien Ant Farm at the Open Court in Knoxville, Tennessee. That show happening on the 17th of May. Might be worth the road trip right there. And if you do, make sure you're there early so you can see Hollowake and any other bands that are playing aside from Alien Ant Farm. Got to enjoy everybody if you're going to pay the price. You know what I mean? All right. I am Samantha Knight. We're going to wrap things up here a little bit. I'm excited and I'm sad at the same time with this show wrapping up tonight. And I'll tell you why when Rock Around the Region returns on Z97.5.
Get up, get up! It's Rock Around the Region with Samantha Knight. Everything that rocks. Z97.5.
A million watts when the beat drops. So is it going to make you unstop? Got the room turning up. But I don't think it's loud enough. A million watts when the beat drops. So is it gonna make you unstop? Got the room turning up. But I don't think it's loud enough. I'm a badass, go look it up. Check out the math and before.
you on the dance floor. Time to get the walls rattling. Time to get the windows shattering. Time to get the neighbors shocked. The neighbors shocked. Shocked. A million watts when the beat drops. So is it gonna make you unstuck? Got the room turned enough, but I don't think it's loud enough. A million watts when the beat drops. So is it gonna make you unstuck? Got the room turned enough, but I don't think it's loud enough. It's that click, click, bang in this bitch. Cool cast, gold grill, body to they stitch. Pump, pump, pass for the whole class, bitch. A million watts running through that whole city grid.
Rock around the region on Z97.5. It is Nonpoint and a million watts. All right, before I tell you why I'm happy and excited and sad all at the same time, let me just say thank you for tuning in and checking out the show tonight. A big thanks to Jawfane. As I said, they're going to be with me for several weeks because we had a lot to talk about. So part two will come your way next week on the show. Always open to suggestions. If you got questions, you're in a band, you want to be a part of the show, email me, Samantha@Z975.com. So here is why I'm excited and sad all at the same time. Well, Nonpoint is out on the road right now with Head PE and Dropout Kings. The closest date that they are going to have is May 14th at the Concourse in Knoxville. They also, somewhere in there, Elias Soriano of the band hooked up with my brothers in Shallowside to do a brand new song and a video. And I told you about this a few weeks back. The house, the mansion where they filmed the video, burnt up and caught fire days after they were there. And here is why I'm sad. I'm very excited that this song is coming. It will be officially released on Friday, this coming Friday, the 26th. I'm bummed because I was really hoping to have it for tonight's show, but just couldn't quite get things, you know, to line up with Shallowside's travel schedule and emails. So unfortunately, my sneak peek that I was hoping to have tonight did not happen. I waited as long as I could before I put the show together tonight. So I will have it for you next week on the program, the song that Elias Soriano of Nonpoint does with Shallowside. So that will be next week on the show. In the meantime, we'll wrap it up with Shallowside's own You're the Reason. It's Rock Around the Region on Z97.5. We'll see you next time.